This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you aboard the Truth Train. We're here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to shine that bright light on anything that makes a difference to the great state of North Dakota, the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennen. Still a little under the weather. You got to cut me a little slack here for a third day, I guess. This hit me Monday night. And I have I've not slept this much since I was a teenager. I don't think.
Just going around, brother. I had it since late Friday. I had to ride with a coworker that had it, and as soon as he left, I'm like, oh no, I feel it. I got the cold from him.
My wife had it last week, and I conveniently was out of town. But I kept offering, should I come back, honey? I'll come back without helping. No. You're fine. Anyway, I guess I didn't stay away long enough, so I ended up getting the bug, and been fighting it. So, anyway, a little bit of cobwebs here, but doing my best. We can't miss the show. Just can't miss it, ladies and gentlemen. So yesterday, we have Congressman Kevin Cramer on the program. Something he said during the course of the show is now making some national political news, and I want to tap in to the vast knowledge of this great audience, and get your take on it, all right? Get your analysis of the situation. I have an analysis less on the actual comments that Congressman Cramer made yesterday that are you know, being utilized to try and play the, aha, I gotcha. You know, the Democratic Party is in such a pathetic state right now. It really is. It's just searching for anything. And so they grasp at straws and they really try and reach for anything. I'm waiting for a statesman within the Democratic Party to come out and say, enough of the junior high games here. Let's be a real party. Let's recognize where we have some weaknesses. Let's offer an alternative. Let's challenge the majority in the administration and stand up for integrity and character and let the chips fall where they may. Instead, they're running around suggesting that Russia influenced our election. I'm going to venture a guess. I bet there's not a North Dakota Democrat that gets up every day that really believes that. They may say it to go along with the crowd, you know, and kind of pile on social media. But I'll bet North Dakota Democrats are smarter than this insane national liberalism insanity that suggests that they stole the election. Putin, he stole it. Dick Durbin, Illinois senator, uber liberal Democratic senator. I see him because I'm sick and actually watching C-SPAN. I see him on the floor of the Senate yesterday, and he's saying, "Never before have we had this cyber attack like that of Russia getting into our elections."
You must not be that sick. You'd be watching MSNBC, but okay.
No, that makes me sick, actually. So, you know, C-SPAN is at least the raw data, you know.
Right.
The night of the joint session, my daughter's like, "Dad, why are you watching the TV and nobody's saying anything?" I said, "That's how I want it. I just want the raw feed from, you know, the Capitol and see what everybody's doing. I don't need anybody's analysis. I just want the raw data."
Exactly.
Kind of how I'm getting to be about, you know, the media. She thought I was a little touched. But anyway, so the latest ploy by the Democrats is to recognize the off-the-charts popularity of Congressman Kevin Cramer, a potential candidate for the United States Senate a year from November. Senator Heidi Heitkamp occupying that seat, no doubt a little concerned about it, to the point where she is non-existent. I mean, she goes to the most inane ribbon cuttings and skips the substantive stuff, doesn't do. So what does Congressman Cramer do? Every single week, he's right here taking your calls. He does other programs as well, very accessible to the media, taking your calls, okay? So yesterday he took a call, commented on what the caller was talking about, and the minions for Senator Heitkamp have the radio cranked up loud, typing away with every word he's saying, and they find what you're about to hear and go, aha, oh gosh, gold darn it anyway, we got him! We got him! Ooh, baby, baby, baby! So they take the transcript, they immediately get it out to Politico, okay? Politico pulls a little trick. By the way, don't even mention the radio program this was on, which is Dishonest Media. Dishonest. And they do this. They say, well, these are very critical comments of some of the women wearing white. We're going to write a story about this. We're going to stir the pot there in Political. And they prepare a story. They ask Congressman Kramer for a comment. And they wait exactly 15 minutes between the time they send their email and they publish the story. And then are able to say, no comment from Congressman Kramer. And then a bunch of other Me Too media ship this out all over the place. And then CNN has it on last night. Isn't that convenient? Folks, that's how it works. That's how what I just described to you right there is the swamp. Senator Heitkamp, minions in an office in North Dakota, typing, trying to find any little thing they can. Mind you, where's Senator Heitkamp? She has spent less time hiring people to transcribe the radio show and actually do radio shows and actually take questions from the audience. That's how you serve your constituents, not with minions in some room typing up a transcript. So they type it up, boom, go to Politico, boom, 15-minute wait, boom, published, boom, a bunch of these other media do it, boom, CNN. There you go, folks. That's the swamp. That is media today, right there. That is media today. That's how it works. Can you believe that? Yeah. So let's do this chapter and verse so you can hear it. First of all, the call yesterday that is the subject of this. And then I do honestly at some point want your take on what he actually said. But I think this is a lesson in how the media works, too. And it really is how the swamp operates. But here we go. Mike, Northern Minnesota, go ahead.
Good morning, distinguished congressman.
Hi, Mike.
Anyway, I watched part of it last night, and I thought, boy, the Democrats were sitting a lot, and that's why they didn't get elected last time. They have to get off their backside and get something done and work together. I know the Republicans didn't work with them when Obama was in, but we were working for wrong goals back then. We have something to shoot for.
No, that's right. And there are many things. There were many things they stood for as well. And putting people back to work, putting American products as a priority, infrastructure. There were a lot of things they stood for, but many they did not. But by the way, did you notice how poorly several of them were dressed as well? It is a syndrome. There is no question. There's a disease associated with the notion that a bunch of women would wear bad-looking white pantsuits in solidarity with Hillary Clinton to celebrate her loss. You cannot get that weird.
All right. So that's the comment that is causing a bit of a stir. So two questions. One, anything in that that you think that he should take back or shouldn't have said or was inappropriate? What's your take on that? And then and here is some of his response. He was on last night with Chris Berg on Point of View. Here's what he said.
Do you regret any of those comments?
No, because it's metaphoric, obviously, for this denial of the outcome of the election. And these members of Congress have carried this protest movement just way too far. And when they carried it into the joint session of Congress last night, it wasn't just that they were wearing white pantsuits, because the white pantsuits, the white is supposed to be a symbol of purity and it's to celebrate suffrage movement. But these are members of Congress, and they used that dress and that attire along with gestures to the President of the United States while he's speaking, thumbs down, waving. They rushed out of the chamber ahead of the president at the conclusion of the speech. It was all part of this protest and this living in denial of the outcome of the election. And frankly, it's tiring. It's tiresome at this point.
I think people can appreciate that, but my question is, do two wrongs make a right? Meaning that you just spoke about respect. How is it respectful to tell them you can't get that weird? It's a disease wearing bad-looking white pantsuits. So do two wrongs make a right then?
Well, I don't see the wrong. What I'm doing is I'm pointing out the fact that it's time to get over the election. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. You don't have to love him. You don't have to support him. You don't have to vote for a single thing that he votes for. But you also don't come in and mock him.
But you're doing the same thing to them, sir, aren't you?
Speech.
But in all fairness, sir, aren't
I'm
you
pointing
doing
out what they were doing.
Okay.
I'm pointing out to what they're doing. They're members of Congress. This is our chamber. There's a code. There's a protocol. There's appropriate behavior. Referencing it as a syndrome, you do start to wonder, when are they going to get over this and start governing again and doing their jobs? So was it a bit insensitive? Perhaps it was. But I'm also a little tired of victimhood being like the calling of members of Congress. We aren't victims. And by the way, the suffrage movement, even as big a part of our history as that was, identity politics doesn't work anymore. It really is time to come together as Americans and stop trying to identify ourselves with some particular label and then playing the gender card, if you will.
He owned that it was insensitive, but explained it well, I thought. What do you think? Let us know.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
How do you live your faith in an unfriendly world? Get some inspiration and a lot of laughs at the Family Policy Alliance Gala Monday, April 3rd in Bismarck or Tuesday, April 4th in Fargo. Former pro baseball players and TV personalities David and Jason Benham, authors of the new book Living Among Lions, will encourage you to transform the world through conviction and courage. Monday, April 3rd, 6:30 at the Ramcota Hotel or Tuesday, April 4th, 6:30 at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565 or online at familypolicyalliance.com/North Dakota.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. On the program today, we're going to chat with Stephen Moore. He is a senior economics contributor for FreedomWorks. He is also a wicked smart economist, and along with Larry Kudlow and Steven Mnuchin, who is the Treasury Secretary, shaping a lot of the economic policy of Donald Trump, President Trump. So we'll chat with Stephen more. Welcome your calls for him coming up here a little later on in the program. In the meantime, your calls and questions, your comments, welcome on any and all issues today on the program, okay? Let's play the CNN thing, and then I'll go to the calls. Joe and Bismarck still waiting to weigh in here. I want to play the one last piece related to this. And two things that I'm looking to accomplish here. One is to have you understand how this works. I think we got a great inside look at the swamp. And in this case, the swamp doesn't like Congressman Kevin Cramer. For one, the swamp says, what in the hell? You're showing us all up. You're having this incredible amount of access you're affording these peasants you call constituents, those voters, and so we don't look good. So they don't like that. They don't like the popularity that comes from that. He's on every week. So rather than do it himself, Senator Heitkamp's going to say, well, look, let's just try and catch him on something. So they believe they've caught him on something related to his criticism of these women, referring to their attire and this condition they have. And I think he's right to point this out. I think people that are so unhinged, and I saw some of them at the recent hearing, and you see some of them in Congress, some of the women especially, and I guess we noticed more of the women because they were all in a group and they were doing their whole wear white thumbs down thing, they looked unhinged. I'm sorry, they just did. They're right to do this, but they clearly are so consumed with the fact that they can't stand Donald Trump that they have to go into this mode. And I think it makes no sense whatsoever. So, you heard his comments critical of them. Did he go too far? Watch your reaction to them. Second of all, understand how the media works. Senator Heitkamp, concerned about a potential opponent. I don't know who's doing the transcribing, but guarantee it's either state party official in North Dakota, Democratic Party official, Heitkamp, staffer. And this is not uncommon. Kent Conrad years ago used to come to me all the time. Byron Dorgan, too, was specific. They pull out of their pockets the transcripts of the show, that my own words, and say, you know, right here you said this. What was that all about? So, you know, they're not big on criticism. They've enjoyed the favor of the swamp, and the swamp says, okay, we're going to take down anybody that disagrees with us. And so the transcript gets cranked out, gets given to Politico. Within minutes, Politico's got a story up, then CNN does a story, and, you know, here you go. And here's the CNN story. Listen to this. Roll that.
The point of my statement was these women who put on these white pants to, quote, celebrate suffrage, were really there to be rude to Donald Trump. That was obvious, not by their clothes, but in addition to their clothing, their gestures, their hand gestures, their thumbs down, their quick exit from the gallery ahead of the president. They looked silly. They were being rude. It's part of their ongoing protest of the outcome of the election. Was designed to be a protest, not to be a celebration of suffrage. And to the degree it was a celebration of suffrage, it's kind of like, I think, a further expression of the problem with Democratic politics in America today, and that is it's all about division, it's all about identity politics, and it's time to get over all of that as well. And they're members of Congress, after all. And so I don't buy their argument that it was a celebration of suffrage. I think that they should be celebrating the fact that there are women members of Congress sitting in the joint session listening to the President of the United States on equal footing as a co-equal branch. And sort of get over this notion that somehow we have to be offended all the time.
Is he right, or is the swamp right? A swamp, story here from Politico. A Republican congressman who is potentially eyeing a Senate run mocked Democratic women on Wednesday for wearing white at President Donald Trump's address to a joint session of Congress. Representative Kevin Cramer of North Dakota said the, quote, poorly dressed Democratic women wore bad-looking white pantsuits in solidarity with failed Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. During a radio town hall Wednesday morning at BS, a constituent told Cramer that Democrats were spinning a lot and should work with Republicans, even though, as the constituent acknowledged, they didn't work with former President Barack Obama. Kramer, who met with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in December to discuss a Senate run against Democrat Heidi Heitkamp, agreed, remarked that there are a number of bipartisan issues that could bring the parties together, including the president's proposed infrastructure investment. By the way, he also said to the caller, he said, hey, there were times they stood. They stood for things related to celebrating American-made products and infrastructure, and yeah, he did do that. He then, however, go back to the story, veered off topic and into the subject of the Democratic women's attire. But by the way, did you notice how poorly several of them were dressed? It is a syndrome. There is no question. There's a disease associated with the notion that a bunch of women should wear bad-looking white pantsuits in solidarity with Hillary Clinton to celebrate her loss. You cannot get that weird. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic women in the chamber wore white in a nod to suffrage, the suffrage movement, and as a silent protest against Trump. Pelosi responded to Kramer's criticism, derisively thanking him for illustrating why we so badly need to honor Women's History Month, adding the hashtag Women Wear White. All right. You've got it all now. I want your reaction to it. Does it matter? Is it a bunch of noise? Don't care? You tell me. Joe and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Actually, I was calling about something different, but I will answer the question that you posed. Kramer should run for Senate. And one thing I want to mention about you and your show is, thanks for your voice of reason. Over the last 3 years, it seems like the country had lost its mind, but you guys seem to pull it back. So, yeah, I think people find themselves more and more listening to your show on K-Fire just to get some sense of reason over the last 3 or 4 years. But Congressman Kramer hasn't seen anything yet. I think they're going to put millions of dollars into attacking him over the next year or so just to make sure that he doesn't take Heidi Heitkamp's seat, which he's more than likely going to do if he runs. But I think that's the case. And this whole thing was fabricated. They're going to be looking more and more to try to attack him over time to make sure that he doesn't knock her out because they see this as an easy seat for him to grab. So that's going to happen. That's not necessarily why I called. One other thing you mentioned here, which I want to give it to you, is I was a Fortune 500 executive for over 2 decades. And when they talk about this Russian, attacks on our infrastructure, anybody who runs an IT department at Fortune 500 companies knows who's attacking us when and how. They run that every month. They've got inside reports every month. And I can tell you from my experience, China attacks the infrastructure of the United States to map the healthcare, the military, the government, and they map the not only the healthcare, but they map the infrastructure within this country in 4 or 5 different areas. Is more than any other country. China does it more than any other country. So Russia's not the problem, really, when it comes to hacking. It's really China. But that's not why I was calling.
Why do you think they're so obsessed with Russia? That's the thing that's pretty amazing to me. Hang on a second, Joe. We'll let you finish on the other side of the break. Joe and Bismarck, more comments after this. On What's On Your Mind, and others welcome at 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What's on your mind? Glad to have you aboard, folks. Love to hear from you. Lots of ways to join the discussion. You can call us at 258-0550. You can text us, Todd at 226-8503, or me at 367-2054. You can also always email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future today. You know, North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. North Dakota is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. And coal has always been a big part of that energy success story. Keeps that electricity affordable, reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. New statewide poll out found that North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology. Get better every year at this through investments that come in part from the Industrial Commission. It ensures our energy future is secure and it protects our economy. Find out more about it at Coalition for a Secure Energy Futures website, secureenergyfuture.org. All right, so Joe, back to your comments. We put you on a little bit of a rabbit trail down to the different topics that you didn't want to call about. There was something you were going to call about. Lay it on us.
Well, yesterday I was listening to KFIRE. It said that, and I thought it was an April Fool's joke, to be honest with you. It said that the state government was going to create an agency and then open six casinos and get into the gambling business here on the big front in state for casinos. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. So
that was my reaction too when I read it.
So when I did that, after I actually heard you say it, I thought, okay, I usually don't do this, but I called my local representative and I said, well, I think KFIRE is pulling a fast one here. You know, what do you know about this? And the response was, I wish they were pulling a fast one. I said, well, you've got to be kidding. That's for real. And then I said, who's the crazy person who needs to get unelected who proposed that? And they said, well, I don't know about crazy person, but it's actually Al Carlson, the Republican House Majority Leader. I said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, you guys finally came up with the issue that both Democrats and Tea Party people will both think is terrible. I'd be curious to hear from your viewers, too, out there, that I can't imagine we've gone so far off the ethical train and so drunk in oil money that we think we need to get into the casino business from a state agency. not only is that government overreach, but are you kidding me, from the private sector? But you're also going after an industry, the only industry, one of the few industries we have on the reservations today that help the poorest among us, that you're going to go directly in competition with the citizens. I'm sitting here thinking about old-timers like the Quentin Burdick and Art Link. They're rolling over in their grave listening to this stuff. They're going, I can't even believe it. And when we finally get some sense of reason back on the national level, the locals come out, the local conservatives come out and pull something like this. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I'd ask you callers to call both Al Carlson and their state representatives and say, are you kidding me? You got to get that, what is it, HCR 3033, I think it is. And they got to get that thing stopped in their tracks. And I'd be curious to get your opinion on, do you really think it's a good idea for the state government to get into all those private businesses, and gambling is one of them? That seems to be insane to me.
Joe, thanks for the call. We haven't talked about this before, so it's a good chance to visit a little bit about it while we have a little time to do it. My personal take, first of all, is that what Al Carlson is doing is putting together a piece of legislation that would ask voters whether to amend the state constitution. So, Al Carlson, by his actions, would not say, here we have state-owned casinos. He would say, voters, do you want them or not? I'm never one that thinks it's a bad idea to ask the voters for guidance on something. So I don't think we need to pummel Al Carlson over this idea. That would be number one. Now, how would I vote? That's a whole other question. The House Concurrent Resolution 3033, which you mentioned, would ask voters whether to amend the state constitution to allow the question would go to voters in the to allow state-owned casinos. It would go to voters in the 2018 primary. Currently, the state constitution prevents the legislature from authorizing any game of chance, lottery, or gift enterprise, but it allows the state to join a multi-state lottery and authorize charitable gaming. Casinos are allowed on tribal land through federal law and these compacts, which is, again, kind of separate. Story by John Hageman here. Al Carlson is quoted saying that voters should have the opportunity to weigh in on gaming. He said, I think voters have shown us that they're much more open-minded after they passed the medical marijuana bill. The point is, my job is to look at the state policy. Carlson said he expects the tribes won't care for the idea, but the point is, my job is to look at the state policy. While states may eye gaming as a way to boost revenue, North Dakota is dealing with its own budget woes this season. Gambling only represents between 2 and 2.5% of most state budgets, according to a December article from the National Conference of State Legislatures. He is quoted again as saying, it's a revenue booster, but we're gaming all over the state. You can argue whether or not we should open it up or not. This way the state would have some control over it. So.
I've heard you for some time, and you're pretty decent conservative over the last few years, why I enjoy listening to the show. But government getting into private business to be able to run against its own competition, especially its poorest of the poor. And I know you say that, well, he's just asking for what it is. Everybody knows it's just the first step. It's the first step to get.
Well, what I'm saying doesn't happen without the voters. That's all I'm saying. It's a question put to the voters, yes or no. I don't think it's a good idea for government to get in the gaming business myself. I just don't think that's a role for government. I think what Al is saying is, oh, wait a minute, we allow it here, we allow it there, and we're not the beneficiary. How does that work? So at a time when we need some more bucks, we're tight for money, we're allowing it, so why not get our share? Now, I think the difficulty there, you're talking about, National Conference of State Legislators argument that gambling only represents between 2 and 2.5% of most state budgets. So it's not a big windfall for the state either.
But they could take a share of everything. Why don't they open funeral homes? Why don't they open a radio station? Why don't you get a monopoly on the gas stations? I mean, really? They're, 90% Republican House in the state, and they end up proposing this. I understand the American marijuana insanity came through, but at the same time, that wasn't coming from the Speaker of the House, right? That was coming from some fringe group in Fargo who ended up getting that pulled, who went with, the American way today is roll over on this stuff. But I can't believe our conservative House is the one who's actually pushing the sale of this. This is, I'm shocked, and I'd be curious to see what even conservatives and liberals out there think, because I like Art Link would tell you right now that we shouldn't be getting into the sin business here, right? I mean, we're not selling cigarettes to kids as a state government. We shouldn't be pushing gambling to our citizens either. I'm just shocked at it.
Yeah, and we are with the lottery. We're there, but I take your points, Joe. I appreciate the call, and as I say, philosophically, I'm the same way. I don't want government in that business or any business. I want government to do the business of government, not anything else. Wayne, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for taking my call, and I wholeheartedly agree, both in the shock as well as in the sentiment so well put by your previous caller, that the state of North Dakota should propose this is nuts, or not the state of North Dakota, the leader of the House of Representatives, Al Carl. This is a great, this could be a poster child for why we need to remove and replace politicians, before they get that old or that powerful or whatever. We need term limits, and I think Al is past his calling to retire.
Appreciate your call. Welcome others. Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 2580550. Go ahead. Hey, Jim, are you there? Going once, going twice. Whole bucket full of text we haven't got to yet here, so I better do that. Lately, isn't the left all about the First Amendment? So Congressman Kramer can't speak what he is really thinking? Did he hurt Senator Heitkamp's snowflake feelings? What about my feelings as a conservative and the nasty things they've said and done to conservatives? I guess that doesn't matter when it happens to conservatives. Another, it proves where Heitkamp's thinking is. She didn't use it in the North Dakota press, but went to fake news. The people of North Dakota are too smart for that. Everyone needs to... Heitkamp, it needs to talk to Heitkamp about her bad behavior during the president's speech and with a despicable misrepresenting of Congressman Kramer's statement. Demand that she have town halls. That really is something I can't believe. I can't believe the media ignores that. Very easy to point out, say, okay, her events, her access to voters, especially at a time when with all this hue and cry for Republicans to hold town hall meetings, what about Democrats? The media in North Dakota is very biased. They are. It's just the bottom line. It is, from an ideological standpoint, just like it is on the national level. That's why you don't see stories like that. Tech sounded almost like a setup question for Kramer to see if he would respond controversially towards the opposition. Wouldn't be surprised if the conversation gets hijacked by keyboard protesters. Hi, Todd and Scott. I did vote for Heidi when she did win, but not again. She just nailed the last nail in the lid of the coffin for me. If Kevin runs against her, I'll vote for him. Brenda and Dickinson. All right. Thank you, Brenda. Back to more calls here. Who's next? Cameron, Crystal, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Being that you're talking about casinos, we might as well talk about North Dakota's potential EPA, the Senate Bill 2327, which I saw earlier in the session and thought this could never get through the North Dakota Senate. There's Republicans that people that think, well, it has.
You're talking about the... Department of Environmental Quality that would basically take Dave Glatt's position out of the Department of Health and put it into its own position. Is that the one you mean?
That is the one. And if you read the bill, all 156 pages, it does a whole lot more than that. The representation potential is all appointed by the governor, no elected officials, the shenanigans that could come about. If that bill is implemented, we look like Minnesota and Oregon. In fact, we could just call us number two California.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I mean, first of all, Dave Glatt himself, I think, is proven to be a good regulator, but that doesn't mean Dave Clyde will always be there, obviously. And if I've not read the whole bill. I've heard other people describe it the way you do, and I'll promise you this, Cameron and Crystal will dig into it and try and get some answers, get folks on both sides of that one very soon, maybe as soon as Friday. We got a legislature today segment tomorrow. We'll try and do that. Stay tuned.
Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, North Dakota is the place. Tuesday to meet MBI. MBI Energy Services is hiring. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield Tuesday morning to meet MBI. Fill your cup and learn more about this premier oil field services company, North Dakota made. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, and floor hands, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or come meet the crew. Meet MBI at Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield, Tuesday morning. Stop by and see us. Scott Hinnon hoping you'll stop by and meet MBI for the MBI Energy Services event Tuesday, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield. Tuesday morning, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Belfield.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features special guest Zeke Mader with VF Imagewear discussing a friend's personal encounter with an electrical hazard.
We're actually sending still, on average, 3 people a day to a burn unit. And one of those guys in a recent time was a good friend of mine named Rick. And Rick was called out on a weekend, and he'll tell you, he said, you know, my attitude wasn't where it should be. I was in a hurry. I took a shortcut. And it cost him. He actually made contact with 14,400 volts of electrical power. You know, Rick will tell you this, too. He said, you know, I had to lay there and think about all the extra burden that I placed on my family, on my friends, on my community, all because I was in a hurry. And that's pretty powerful stuff when you stop and think about it.
For more safety tips, resources, and trainings available, visit ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the
underground secrets
to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
USA helping America fuel better. And you know what? March is here, so they have some great deals. Kind of partial to the candy. Todd, I don't know what it is. I'm a sweet tooth. You know what I'm saying?
Just be careful about that sweet tooth or you'll end up having to do what I did.
They have the dots for 89 cents each that are really good. They also have those new Hershey's Cookie Layered Crunch Bars. the king size version, $1.09. The standard size, 69 cents. So those are really good at Petroserve USA. A lot of good deals all month long under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, I want to get to all these calls. We've got a full bank of calls and a full load of texts, and a lot of folks want to weigh in, and I want to hear from all of you. So let's get to it. Lay it on me. What's on your mind? Galen and Bismarck.
Hello?
Hi, Galen. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Regarding the bill and letting the people of North Dakota vote whether to have casinos or not, I'm in support of that. To let the people decide themselves.
How did you vote?
On the reservations, I was against casinos in North Dakota, but we have the ill effects of them. And, yeah, I'd like to know what people in the state think.
Interesting. So you're not a fan of casinos, but your point is if they're already here and somebody else is benefiting from them, let the people decide, and if they want to stay on them, just fine. Okay.
Yep.
I'm never against people voting. I really am not. So... I think it would be interesting. I more than likely would vote no, even though I hear you on some of the problems. But what's your take on this? Bob and West Hope, how would you vote on that? Bob, you taking a nap, or what's the problem there?
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Crazy
about
Bob.
That.
See, if he doesn't hear the word crazy, he's not going to respond.
That's me up here at No Hope, North Dakota.
You got your pillow,
no
my
hope?
Pillow out? You're trying to take a little break?
I got them pillows, you betcha.
I know you do. I thought you were using it, maybe, and therefore we're not able to
say
what was on your mind. So how are we going to vote on that casino deal?
Well, I would vote for it, and I would say one thing. After we voted it out back a number of years ago, and then a year later, our reservations were getting them, and what did they stick in them, that money they were bringing in, did that go to our hospitals, ambulance, fire departments, and stuff like this here, or road maintenance? I don't know. I do not think so. So if we get our own, I think those would fold up.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. Tom and Minot, what's your take on the news of the day? I want to chat about Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hello?
Hi, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Kevin Cramer, I think, is completely right. What they did with the white pantsuits, I believe that it and the thumbs down was complete, utter disrespect to our president. And it just seems like any time we do anything to retaliate, they just cry like a bunch of babies. And I just want to give him credit. I mean, they disrespect the president like that, and he's sticking up for him.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Good thoughts. I'm just going to roll through a lot of you. We'll get your say in here since we're up against the clock. Jeff and Mandan, go.
One thing I want to say about the casino thing is the government's very much in the sin business already. We have taxes on alcohol. We have taxes on cigarettes, and nobody's refunding those taxes if those cigarettes go to kids or alcohol is underage or causes alcoholism. So, you know, the state's fine to take their cut on that. And if we want to put it to the voters to give everyone a chance to decide where we want our gambling dollars or sin dollars to go, let us. You know, if the tribes are afraid of the competition, then maybe they realize that we wouldn't be down on the reservation spending that if we had to go someplace else.
Appreciate the call, Jeff. How would you vote if this ultimately is put to the voters, as Representative Al Carlson is looking to do on state-owned casinos? 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. Partial, North Dakota. Kyle, what's on your mind?
Hey, not too much. Just wanted to comment on the casino thing. I think I don't know that I'm necessarily in favor of the state running it, but I do think it's an option that needs to be tossed out. One of the guys just mentioned, too, you know, the taxes as far as alcohol, cigarettes, and everything. I know off the reservation or on the reservation now, they're proposing another tax. We pay 7%, the local bar owners and everything pay 7% tax to the state already. And with that comes a new tribal one where they're going to also charge another 7%. And when you call into the state capitol building to ask them about that, their comment is that they have no control over that. So for our local people to be paying 14%, I mean, we're going to have to come up with something to start generating some money. Our little communities like that can't happen. It just can't happen. It's killing our little communities and everything on the reservation. I think we need to look forward and try to compromise something to get it all on the level ground.
Cal, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Texter says it is time for competition for the poorly run native casinos. Dan Crosby, Jim on the road. We're going to get to you as well. Some other texters to come in. We have Steve Moore coming up. We'll talk about the president's economic plans to get the economy revved up. Washington is abuzz right now where they call for Jeff Sessions, the attorney general, to resign, claiming that he misspoke in his hearing about contacts with Russia. He's saying it's not so. We have a new HUD secretary. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson has been approved by Congress, and Senator Heitkamp voted for him. More proof. She's running for Senate. How about that?
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Fortune Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayol for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.